Today we begin lesson 134 in Parshas Toldos, Perek Chafav, chapter 26. We're going to learn Psukim Vav to Yud Aleph, 6 to 11, in the Simonim Tanakh, with the near the bottom of the page, two lines from the bottom. Vayeshev Yitzchak Bigror. Vayishalu Anche Hamokom Liishto Vayomer Achosihi. Ki yore le mohor ishti, pen yahargoni, anshe hamakom al rivka, ki tovas marehi. Vayehi, ki orchulo shom hayomim vayashkev, avimelech melech plishtim biarachalon vayar, vine yitzchok mitzachek eis rivka ishto. Vayikro Avimelech liYitzchok, vayomer ach hinei ishtecho hi v'yecho marto achosi hi. Vayomer elov Yitzchok, ki omarti penamus oleho. Vayomer Avimelech mazos osi solonu kimat shohav. Achar homes ishtecho veveso oleinu osham. Vayitzav Avimelech es kol ha'om le'mor hanogeya bo ishazeh uvishto mos yumas. Let's look at the psukim inside, Pasuk Vav. So as Hashem told Yitzchak to live in Gror, so vayeshev Yitzchak, and Yitzchak dwelt, be Gror, in the city of Gror. Pasuk Zayin. People of Gror had not changed much since Avram had been there. Vayishalu anshei hamakom, and the people of the place, Yishalu, inquired about Liishto, his wife, who's this woman? And what does he answer? Vayomer, and he said, Achosihi, she is my sister, exactly like his father Avram did. And why is he not telling the truth? Kiore lemor, because he feared saying, Ishti, she is my wife. Why did she fear saying that? Pen yaharguni, lest they will kill me. Who will kill me? And shehamakom, the people of the place, al, because of Rivka. Now, why would they kill him? Ki, for tovas mare, mara appearance, good appearance, she had a good appearance. She was beautiful. They would kill him for this. Same story with Avram. I guess Avimelech figured he learned his lesson from before with Avram, and he's just not going to grab a woman and take her. So what happens? I'm sure he knew about this woman. He knew about Yitzchak. He knew everything. And he figured he'll wait. So, Pasuk Ches, Vayehi, and it was, ki, when, here's these four words you have to read together, Orchu la sham hayamim. Literally, the words means Orchu lo, they became many, sham there, the days. Which means to say, he was there many days. When Yitzchak was there for quite a bit of time, and he figured by that point, the heat would be off, as it were. He said, she's my sister, nobody seems to question her. So he figured he wouldn't have to be as cautious. Remember, she was his wife, so he had to, you know, treat her more like a sister in public and even in private, because I'm sure they would be eyeing him. So after time passed, if he was okay, the heat's off, and he let his guard down a little bit. Well, anyway, Avimelech's palace was very high, and from his palace he could look down upon the entire realm. So one fine day, Vayashkev, that means to look out, to look at the broad panoramic view. Vayeshkav Avimelech, Melech Plishtim, and Avimelech, the king of the Plishtim, he looked out, Ba'arach alone, through the window, Vayar, and he saw, Vihine, behold, something surprising. Yitzchak Mitzachek, Yitzchak is sporting, Ace Rivka Ishto, with Rivka, his wife. This is a very euphemistic way of saying that he was intimate with her. So how was Avimelech able to see this? Well, you have to figure, he looks through a window, looking into Yitzchak's window. Again, we'd have to assume that Yitzchak had a domicile that was very high up, and he figured nobody could see in what's going on. I don't know if they had window shades in those days. And Yitzchak figures nobody can see him if his home is high up, but didn't realize Avimelech has a home that was higher. Therefore, Avimelech could eavesdrop and peep through, and he saw the real truth that Yitzchak and Rivka were husband and wife, which was shocking to him, or maybe not, but at least he pretends so. So when he finds this out, Pasuk Tes, Vayikra Avimelech Yitzchak, and Avimelech calls for Yitzchak, Vayom, and he says, Ach, but, Hinei, behold, Ishra, she's your wife. Ve'echo Martin, how could you say, Achosi he, she is my sister? Ve'yomer lev Yitzchak, and Yitzchak answered. He said, Ki amarti, because I said, Pen lest, Amus, I will die, Olel, because of her, and therefore I had to lie. Well, Avimelech does not just accept that answer. He comes back and accuses Yitzchak, Vayomer Avimelech, and Avimelech says, Mazos osi solonu, what is this you have done to us? Do you know what almost happened? Kimat, almost, shachav, to lay carnally, acharam, one of the people, we use the word acharam, one of the people means the one, the prominent one, meaning the king. Listen, I almost would have laid esishtecha with your wife. And you would have brought Aleinu upon us Osham guilt. You realize what you, why didn't you tell the truth? Yeah, why didn't you tell the truth? Yitzchak knew why. Now it's very interesting, and you'll see this often. Yitzchak does not respond again. Although the first time he was asked directly, why did you say you're my sister? He had the answer. The second time it's more of a rhetorical question, what is this you have done? And Yitzchak figures there's no point in answering. What am I going to answer? Tell him off that he's an immoral person, etc., etc. So Yitzchak exercises extreme self-control here, as you'll see throughout this story. And this really is the gevura of Yitzchak. Yitzchak represents gevura, control. And the greatest control is self-control, especially when people are accusing you of things. Sometimes it's not worth it to take the fight and answer the questions to the nth degree. And with his diplomacy, he ended up okay. Look in Yud Aleph. Vayitzav Avimelech es kol ha'on le'mor. So now Avimelech, and he commands all the people, saying the following decree. Hanogeya ba'isha zeh, the one who will nogeya, who will touch, meaning to harm. Ba'isha zeh, this man, uvishto, and his wife. If you guys get any ideas, mos, you shall surely die. This is consistent with what happened in the story with Avraham, that when Avimelech found out that Avram and Sarah were husband and wife and he was punished, he brought back Sarah and he did not tell them to leave. Because if he made an order, people would listen. Although, as we know, Paro was not so sure about his people, at least the people of Avimelech's place, Gror, would listen to what he said. Let's take a look at the questions now. One, Mashalu Anshe Gror Li Yitzchak Kishi Yigia Li Gror. What did the people of Gror ask Yitzchak when he arrived in Gror? They asked about who is this woman? Who's this Rivka? To Ma'amar Yitzchak Al Rivka Lishelas Anshe Gror Mihi. What did Yitzchak say about Rivka upon the question of the people of Gror of who she was? She said, she is my sister. Three, Lama Amar Yitzchak Lanshe Gror Shirivka Hinei Achoso Velo Ishto. Why did Yitzchak say to the people of Gor that Rivka was indeed his sister and not his wife? Because he was afraid they would kill him. For Targem Yeharguni, they would kill me. Five, Loma Choshev Yitzchak Shanche Gor Yahargu. So why did Yitzchak think the people of Gor would kill him? Because she was a beautiful woman. Six, Amnishar Yitzchak Begor's Man Rav. Did Yitzchak remain in Gor a long time? Yes. Seven, Targem Orchu Lo Sham Hayomim. The way the words really are telling us, he was there a long time. A targem translated vayashkev. Shkev means, and he looked out. Nine, mi hevin. Who understood Sherifka ena chosha shel Yitzchak el ishto? Who understood that Rivka was not Yitzchak's sister, but his wife, Avimelech? Ten, targem ba'ad achalon, through the window. 11, Kate said, Hevin Avimelech. How did Avimelech know? Shirifka ain't a chosha shel Yitzchak el ishto. How did he know that Rivka was not the sister of Yitzchak, but rather the wife? Because when he looked through the window, his window, he was able to see into Yitzchak and Rivka's window and see that they were living as husband and wife intimately. 12, Ma'asa Yitzchak im Rivka shigurim l'Avimelech lovin esah. What did Yitzchak do with Rivka to cause Avimelech to understand this? He was living intimately with her. 13. What did Avimelech do when he understood that Rivka was not the sister of Yitzchak but his wife? He called in Yitzchak and asked him to explain his actions. 14. Ma shoal Avimelech. What did Avimelech ask Yitzchak? Odos Rivka. And Rivka, he said, why did you say that she is your sister? 15. Avimelech lokach es Rivka. Did Avimelech take Rivka the way he took Sarah? The answer is no. 16. Kate said, Hisber Yitzchak Melech. How did Yitzchak explain to Avimelech, Lomo amar Rivka hine ish achoso? How did he explain why he said Rivka was his sister? He says, I was afraid I would get killed if I would tell the truth. 17. Ma amar Avimelech Yitzchak areish Yitzchak Hisber. What did Avimelech say to Yitzchak after Yitzchak explained to him? He said, you shouldn't have done that because you almost caused me to live with her and it would have given us big problems. We would have all been punished like we were before with your father Avram. 18. Targem kim'at. Kim'at means almost. 19. Targem osham. Guilt. 20. Mahaya godel hachet ilu shachav echad meretz kor imrifka. What would have been the great sin had the king lied with her? He would have been living with an Ashes Ish, a married woman, which would have been a terrible crime, and probably they would have got the same punishment. 21. Mi omar lemi, who said to who v'alman, concerning what? Vehevesa olenu asham, you will bring upon us a sin. Avimelech accused Yitzchak of that. It was regarding that if they had not known who Rivka was, then Avimelech would have lived intimately with Rivka, or attempted to. 22. Matzi v'Avimelech lama. What Avimelech command his nation? Achareishis bar, after it was clarified low to him, Shirivka hine ishto shel Rivka Yitzchak, that Rivka was Yitzchak's wife. He made a command that anyone who touches this man or his wife will surely be put to death. 23. Targem hanogeya. Nogeya means the one who touches. 24. Ma'asar Avimelech la'am ha'plishim. What Avimelech forbid the plishti people, asos to Yitzchak or Rivka, to touch them and harm them in any way. Let's go over the psukim again, starting with pasuk vav. Vayeshev Yitzchak bigror, vayishalu anshe amakom liishto vayomer achosihi, ki orei lemor ishti pen yahargoni anshe amakom al Rivka kitovas marehi, vayehi ki orchulo sham hayomim vayashkeif Avimelech melech plishtim biyad achalon vayar. V'nei Yitzchak mitzachek es Rivka ishto, v'yikra Avimelech li Yitzchak. V'yomer achine ishtechoi, v'yechamarta achosi. V'yomer elov Yitzchak, ki yomarti pen amus oleho. V'yomer Avimelech masos asi solonu kimat shochav aharom es ishtecho. V'yveso oleinu osham, v'yitzav Avimelech es kolom lemor hanogeya. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson and over Shabbos. Please spend some time going over everything from the beginning of the Parsha, lessons 130 through 134, and have an amazing Shabbos and a wonderful weekend.